And welcome to the Sportscast, April 25th, 2018. It's a busy week in sports. We have the NBA playoffs going on, and we have the NFL draft going on tomorrow night. But we have to get to the NFL draft as soon as possible. And with that, we have Ryan Krista on the line. Welcome to the Sportscast.
Thank you, Santiago. Glad to be back.
Yeah, you saved this moment for the NFL draft. What are your thoughts, like where things are going?
Well, when we talk about this draft, we're always going to remember, this is one of those highly sought-after quarterback drafts. We got a lot of names that we've been hearing since, college football has been over, and it's going to be interesting to see where these players who have been dissected, every throw, every play in college, every workout, we've analyzed all the numbers, now it's up to teams to decide which player fits their team best and which player they're going to go with, so that's going to be what the storyline is Thursday, how many quarterbacks are going to be drafted in the first round and where they're going to go.
Yeah, this draft is very quarterback-centric. They're predicting five, maybe the six quarterbacks to go in the first round. Let's go from
I'm going to go with six, Santiago. That's my bold prediction.
Six quarterbacks. Reason why I say six, because New England could draft a quarterback in the first round.
Whether he goes in the first round or he might go early in the second round.
Okay, let's go team by team and see which team will take who or what position you think they're strongly leaning towards. Let's go for the first pick, the Cleveland Browns. Who do you think they'll get?
This is going to be their quarterback pick. I thought it was coming down to two guys between Sam Darnold and Josh Allen, but, the last day or so, and I'm not quite sure. Sometimes NFL teams will put out false information to try to fix up teams, but, you're hearing a lot of Baker Mayfield talks there. But, in the end, I do think they're going to go, with one of the big strong arm quarterbacks, and I'm going to go with Sam Darnold.
Yeah, Sam Darnold has been talked about for the first pick. Yesterday, they've been talking about, they're probably Baker Mayfield. But I think Darnold is, walk back a little bit. Now, these quarterbacks, most people are predicting they're not going to be like championship quarterbacks. I mean, they could be, but they're not like star-studded.
No, they're each of them, even though we're talking about, five quarterbacks, six quarterbacks, even when they're first round, they're all have a lot of imperfections and there's a lot of unknown to them. And maybe one of these unknown quarterbacks that will be drafted beyond, these five or six in the first round up being better than any of these. Because you just don't know. With Sam Darnold, he's got all the measurables, but it's just inconsistency. This year he's supposed to be high in trophy potential this year that he was supposed to. But then you got Josh Allen, this guy who basically had to beg to get a Division I offer. Had nothing out of high school, went to junior college, sent out, they say, up to 10,000 letters to coaches and coordinators across the country, and only two people responded, and one of them being Wyoming. He played in a, he didn't have obviously the greatest talent around him in Wyoming, but, he's definitely got all the measurables. Big kid, strong arm, played in cold weather, so he's used to throwing the ball, in that perfect weather, but there's just a lot of, unknown because he didn't play against great competition every week. And he didn't play with the greatest talent around him, so his completion percentage was picked in the top 10 you would like to, but, he from the same system produced Carson Wentz. Craig Bull, the coach of Wyoming, was also the coach of North Dakota State for most of the time that Carson Wentz was there. So there's this possibility, is this guy a quarterback whisperer? Is he able to, since they run a pro-style offense, there won't be much difference in what he sees in college and he'll see in the NFL in regards to a playbook. And then you got Josh Rosen, a guy who has the most talent of any of these quarterbacks, but he just comes, you know, he's got this personality. He doesn't really, you know, he's not a great leader. You know, he kind of rubs people the right, wrong way. You know, he's kind of an intellectual guy, which kind of goes beyond what, let's just kind of say, Philly, the guy's too smart for football, but, you know, he's not your prototypical, football rah-rah kind of guy. Kind of got that California too cool attitude, but in the same regard, he's got the most talent in this team. You know, he's going to make some team very, very happy, because once he gets in the NFL, he's going to have to change his demeanor to be more of a team-focused guy. You know, if you can get him on the right track, this is a guy I think can be a star in the NFL for many years to come. And then you got Lamar Jackson, you know, the flashy guy, you know, from Louisville, kind of the guy who makes all the highlight plays, you know. What Lamar Jackson, you know, is he more of a runner than he is a quarterback? You know, his accuracy has been kind of his weakness throughout this draft and, you know, throughout the last year. But what he can do on the field, you know, and what he can do with his legs, he can extend plays, and he's got a good enough arm. If he can improve that accuracy enough, he's going to be more of the later first round, but he is going to make some team very happy if they're able to use him in the right way. The only negative is he's going to have to limit his running, because proven in the NFL, you can't run without getting hurt. And then the last major quarterback we got is Baker Mayfield. You know, his weakness, he's only 6 feet tall. But again, he's a playmaker, you know. He's got to play with a chip on his shoulder. He never got a scholarship from his first stop at Texas Tech, and then he had to walk on to Oklahoma because he wasn't happy being a backup at Texas Tech. Came to Oklahoma, won the starting job, and put 3 years of a Heisman Trophy finalist, you know, winning the last year, but you know, how many players go to college for 3 straight years while also being a Heisman Trophy finalist, putting up insane numbers? You know, was it because of his quarterback-friendly system? We'll have to find out. But he's got some off-the-field issues. He had a rest in the offseason before his senior season. He had, you know, an incident at the University of Kansas where he, you know, grabbed himself. But I definitely think the positive with him outweighed the negative. He gets compared to, you know, Johnny Manziel, but I think he's a little bit more solid of a quarterback, better arm, better talent. So he's definitely worth the rest for in my regards.
Let's go back to the picks. For number two, the Giants. We got a 37-year-old.
This is where the draft starts getting interesting, Santiago. You know, we talked about Eli Manning. He's getting up in age. We know he's going to be the starting quarterback this year. Do the Giants feel comfortable with their backup quarterback, Davis Webb, for the future, or are they going in another direction by drafting quarterback this year? Or are they going to look to go with Saquon Barkley, or are they going to go with Bradley Chubb? This is where I think the draft really starts getting interesting, because that really determines what the next couple of picks are going to. You know, in my heart of hearts, I think the second pick, the Giants pick Saquon Barkley out of Penn State running back.
Yeah, it seems like the Giants are not leaning towards a quarterback. That's what rumors are saying. That's what predictions are saying. It's unfortunate, because I would choose a quarterback, you know, like when you have a 37-year-old, but I think you were saying they have a backup quarterback that is that might be the future. But I'm not very familiar with the Giants bench and their organization.
Yeah, but you know, their biggest weakness the last couple of years has been a lack of running game, and you've got a highest rated running back we've had in a very long time, let's say Saquon Barkley. So I think that's where they're going to end up taking.
Yeah, the Giants have lacked the running back for the past couple of years, so this might be their moment. And we haven't seen much running backs. No, We have, but it's a rarity to see a running back in the top five or in the top 10 for the draft. But let's move on to the third pick, the Jets. We could both agree it'll be a quarterback, but who?
Yes, I'm gonna go. This is where you're gonna find Josh Rosen out of UCLA. Can play. He's never really played in a lot of cold weather, but he's got that big, strong arm, and I think he's going to be able to make all the throws. He's going to be able to sit a couple years, at least 1 year, behind Josh McDowell, the starter this year. So they'll kind of gradually take him through. But I think this is a guy you can ride your franchise through for many years.
Yeah. It's pretty much a given for the Jets. That's why they traded up their spot to third, and hopefully it would be good for the future of the Jets. They need a quarterback. They haven't had one since Mark Sanchez, which is not saying much, but hopefully this is it. And, we could see some promised future for this organization. For the fourth, Cleveland Browns, you said, Darnold will go first. So who will be their second pick? And the fourth pick.
This is where you're going to find Bradley Chubb, outside lineman from North Carolina State. This is a dream scenario for their defense coordinator. He can be able to take Myles Garrett, their number one pick last year, and put him opposite Bradley Chubb, this year's best pass rusher and probably overall defensive lineman. You'll be able to wreak havoc on quarterbacks of the AFC North for sure for many years.
Bradley Chubb, a very, very talked about name these past couple weeks, and he's going high. He's one of the favorites, and the Browns are, with these two picks they have already in the first round. I mean, they're looking good. They're looking bright. Do you think they're playoff contenders?
Not this year. No, we're talking about them picking. I told them they're gonna pick Sam Darnold, but that's not going to be their quarterback this year. They brought in Tyrod Taylor. They made a trade to the Bills. That's going to be their quarterback this year. They did make a big splash by acquiring Jarvis Landry. So, you got Josh Gordon on one side, Jarvis Landry. But, they're still a big talent. Yeah, this team went 0-16 last year. I don't think you're going to bring in enough players in 1 year to change the franchise that much. But I do think they'll win 5-6 games this year for sure.
That's better than the years prior. The fifth pick, the Denver Broncos, your team. Who are they going to finally pick?
I do think this is going to be a quarterback, and my heart of hearts, I think they're going to trade out of this pick. But if they don't trade out of this pick, it's going to be a quarterback, and I think they're going to take the wild card, Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield. He is the wild card. You're right. They could, are they dealing with the Bills for that fifth spot?
The Bills definitely are in need of a franchise quarterback. So you're going to look for them to probably make a trade into the top 10 once they identify where they can be able to pick their guy. It's just a matter, they got some assets and more draft picks later on that they'll be able to get to where they need to. But, with no trades right now, I do think the Broncos will pick Baker Mayfield.
You don't think Josh Allen is a strong choice?
A local guy playing from Wyoming, I do think he's got a lot of similarities with John Elway, the way he throws the ball and his body type. But the Broncos got a lot of looks in the Baker Mayfield. They coached him in the Senior Bowl, spent a lot of time there in the last couple weeks visiting. The next pick, we got the Colts, and I think they're going to go offensive lineman. I think they're going to – this is where you're going to – see Quentin Nelson's on Notre Dame, though. Because you do have your franchise quarterback coming back this year, and Andrew Luck, and you got to protect him. He's injured, frequently injured, and you need him back there in the center if the team wants to go anywhere. Great blitzer. Was injured most of his sophomore year, had a great freshman year, and a good year last year on a a below average Florida State team, but when he's on the field, he's a playmaker for sure.
Yeah. Minka Fitzpatrick to the Niners is a strong prediction. And finally, where do you think the Miami where the Miami Dolphins will get? I know they're at 11th, but what's left over and what can they possibly
choose? This may be where, you know, this may be where Josh Allen ends up, Santiago. You know, if Josh Allen does put the Broncos number 5, which would totally not surprise me, this could be where Baker Mayfield ends up. You know, they may trade up to get him. You know, the Dolphins and Bills, you know, their teams, and the Cardinals, they're teams that are definitely looking to draft a quarterback. You know, are they going to be willing to make trades to get the quarterback that they want? It's going to be a very exciting, you know, 4 or 5 hours tomorrow night for sure, Santiago.
Sounds exciting. And it's funny, a lot of the AFC East teams need quarterbacks.
Santiago, there's a, you know, who are they chasing? They're chasing the Patriots, right? And, you know, for 15-plus years, the Patriots have started the same quarterback pretty much every game. And, you know, the consistency between the same coach, same quarterback, this is what every team wants to desire. And this is what every team hopes for tomorrow night, that their hopes will come true, that they have the management, they have the coach, and they have the quarterback. If you got that, you will be successful. And as the Eagles are living examples of that last year. Great organization, great GM Howie Roseman, great coach, Doug Peterson. You know, Carson Wentz is a great quarterback, and they got, you know, solid leadership, you know, and they're able to bring in another solid quarterback in Nick Foles. That's the difference in the NFL.
And that's the difference. Let's go for predictions for the NBA games tonight. Who do you have between the Wizards and Raptors? The series is tied 2-2, and they're playing in Toronto.
Back in Toronto, I know this is running the Wizards came out strong, got that, you know, came back in that game 4 at home. John Wall was awesome toward the end of the game, was able to get the victory for the Wizards. But back in Toronto, I'm going to go back with the home team tonight, and the Raptors go up 3-2.
At Jurassic Park, I choose the Raptors as well. The next game tonight at 7 p.m. on TNT, the Pacers and Cavaliers 2-2. The series is pretty close, probably the closest series in the whole first round.
These are fun games to watch, aren't they, Santiago? Other than game 1, every game has just been back and forth, you know, so highly contested, physical, well played, you know. Are these teams championship contenders right now? Nope. But this is a fun first-round series. You know, you got Victor Oladipo trying to lead this upstart Pacers team against, you know, the big, strong LeBron James. And this series is just showing how great LeBron James still is, even at, you know, what, 33, 34 years old. But tonight, the Cavaliers come home, and I think they got a victory. They got 3-2 in a very nail-biting game.
Yeah, every game has been really tight. Cleveland, wins by an inch, and you're right. I mean, LeBron's hard to beat. I mean, if Cleveland did not have LeBron, I mean, Cleveland would have been done in 4. But it's definitely going to be a tight series. It's
Cleveland would be in the lottery, Santiago. They'd be in the draft lottery in a couple weeks if they didn't have LeBron James.
One player can make a big difference, and this might go down to 7 games.
It's got it written all over it, Santiago. I think home team wins the next 3 games, and Cavaliers win in 7. That's just what I'm saying. It doesn't mean squat, though.
And finally, will the Rockets finish off the Minnesota Timberwolves tonight?
Oh, I think so, Santiago. They embarrassed them in the second half up in Minneapolis the other night, and finally, I think, you know, it's been a couple weeks since we've seen the Rockets really play that team basketball that we've seen all throughout the year, where they pass the ball, move it, shoot the ball well. When that happens, you know, they're not going to score 15 every quarter, but they're going to be pretty tough to beat.
Finally, do you think the Sixers are the Warriors of the East?
Not yet, but all things stay the same. I think they're looking like that, Ben Simmons, and, you know, they can find a way to keep J.J. Redick along. You know, they are a fun team to watch, Andy, when they put it all together. I think that he played some great basketball the last couple of weeks. They didn't have the talent level of the Sixers to compete with them for 40 minutes every night. But I do think, you know, two teams that are headed on an upward trajectory, the Heat and 76ers.
And will and can the Sixers make it to the finals?
I didn't think so when the playoffs started. I think you asked me, I think you wanted me to believe that, and I didn't. But yeah, I'm starting to believe it now, Santiago, more than I did 2 weeks ago.
I really think, I don't know about you, but I really think the Pacers could go deep. If they beat Cleveland, they could go deep.
You know, the Wizards are kind of exposing a little bit of the Raptors here. The Raptors kind of walked through the Eastern Conference most of this year, but in the playoffs, you know, they haven't, you know, the Wizards have put up a really good fight, kind of, you know, exposed this team a little bit, you know, with that and with the 76ers playing so well. Yeah, I don't think there's no shoe-in that's going to come out of the East. And that thing, I think the Eastern Conference is definitely playing for second place in the NBA Finals, that's for sure, I think.
And there you have it. NFL draft tomorrow night, playoffs games all week. One last note on the NFL draft. So you expect like the first five picks to really set the tone of the week?
I think the tone of the draft, you know, we know that the Browns number one, they're drafting quarterback, but the Giants are going to really set the tone, especially the next couple of picks, with whether they take a quarterback or they're going to take Saquon Barkley or Bradley Chubb. And that's kind of, you know, and then the other storyline is the trade, you know, are the Bills, are the Dolphins, are the Cardinals, who is moving up to take these quarterbacks? You know, going into tomorrow night, each team has designated players they got to get, you know, three or four players, you know, that are on the board that, you know, in a lot of these teams, you start with a quarterback. If you look at the best available players, most of these quarterbacks are not going to be in the top 20. But you have to start with a quarterback, so you're going to overtrade to get to where you need to, because without a great quarterback, you're going nowhere in this league for sure.
And there you have it. Ryan Krista, welcome to the sport. Thank you for coming on to the Sportscast.
It's always great to be here, Santiago. Can't wait to come back again. I love you, Mindy and Cleet.
And, oh, and one more thing. How can people reach you?
Oh, sure. Look me up on Facebook, Ryan Krista. Look me up on Twitter at the Mad Dog Report. Love to hang out and chat with you.
Mad Dog Report, Ryan Krista. Thanks for coming to the Sportscast. We'll talk after the draft.
All right. Sounds good, Santiago.